Moro Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
COTA has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
You're listening to Football Full Circle with Joe Lisi and Ben Stevens.
If you wanted a full division around preview for what might be the best weekend of football each and every NFL season, well, you have come to the right place. We welcome you to a Friday Live right here on Football Full Circle, all a part of the Sports Grid Radio Network and Sirius XM Channel 159. He is Joe Lisi. I am Ben Stevens. For the next hour, we will preview, break down, and give you some best bets for each and every one of our four divisional round matchups this weekend. A doubleheader on Saturday, now just a day away. Two more games on Sunday. Eight teams, four games, and two conference championships to be decided. All of that, Lisi, on this FFC on a Football Friday with picks, previews, and best bets for every divisional round matchup coming your way.
Yeah, I'm really looking forward to this weekend's matchups. I think I don't want to say Saturday, Ben, more than Sunday, because I believe the games on Saturday, the dogs potentially could be live. I favor the games on Sunday, more of a favorite type of matchup, and we'll dive into the matchups and picks a little bit later in the show. But I just think that those dogs in regards to Saturday's matchups, not just from the points perspective, but in terms of fireworks potential going over the totals, I think we're going to see a ton of offense from all four teams on Saturday and really shaping up to be a great divisional matchup in terms of Saturday and Sunday's games.
That is rather interesting, Joe, because both games tomorrow, which feature the 2-1 seeds off the open weekend, rested, ready to go in the divisional round, are both an 8.5-point spread in favor of Kansas City, and now back up to a 9.5-point spread in favor of Detroit. Both hefty favorites, both north of a touchdown. I think the common thought would be, ooh, I'm not sure how close these games are going to be, but that's why we like Joe Mo and no Joe Poe. So we will go game by game, all four matchups. We'll talk spread, we'll talk side, we'll talk total, who wins outright, who covers, and of course, how many points are we going to see? We will also dive into the prop markets, the individuals that will impact the outcome and set the stage for a huge divisional round weekend around the National Football League. Lisi, we'll go in order, and we'll start with our first of four on Saturday, 4:30 p.m. Eastern time, a very familiar setting and time for both teams that will face off in Kansas City. Inside Arrowhead Stadium, the two-time reigning Super Bowl champion Kansas City Chiefs, an 8.5-point home favorite against the Houston Texans. Total of 41.5. Lisi, I think the natural thought is when you see an 8.5-point spread in favor of the Chiefs, they've earned that playoff pedigree. They have earned that benefit of the doubt. And yet here we are for a second consecutive season looking at KC's resume, still with some questions. They were not overwhelmingly impressive throughout this regular season. They won 15 games, and in their 16 games where they played all of their full starters, they only had an average margin of victory of 6.1 points per game. They did win games when expected to, laying at least a touchdown five times this year. The Chiefs at least a touchdown favorite perfect outright at 5-0 straight up, but 0-5 against the spread. So with those questions for KC, come the natural questions for our first divisional matchup tomorrow inside Arrowhead. One, can the Texans keep this game within margin? And if so, number two, might Houston be able to play spoiler and pull off an outright upset in Kansas City?
Yeah, I actually think from the spread perspective and the money line perspective, Houston potentially, Ben, could be live in this matchup. And we saw this game play out in terms of week 16 on a Saturday afternoon. We watched it together for about a quarter. We saw Houston move the football in terms of the passing perspective. That was a game Joe Mixon only had, I believe, 54, 56 rushing yards on the ground, right? We saw the game basically tied in the third quarter with the touchdown to Tank Dell. He gets hurt. There's a long hiatus in terms of getting him off the field. They miss the extra point. Fourth quarter, they're a little bit flat, and they lose that ball game 27-19, right? So 19, that was one of the more impressive wins, I'd say, from Kansas City, just from the spread perspective, because they laid four, they win it by eight, right? They had the potential to score on the last drive of the game. They kneeled it inside the 20-yard line. But again, you know, I saw C.J. Stroud step up, 242 yards. I saw those playmakers stretch the defense. And even though Tank Dell is not in the offense, I do believe in Nico Collins. I do believe in Dalton Schultz and the tight ends. And I believe in terms of another matchup, DeMeco Ryans will make adjustments and C.J. Stroud will be battle-tested. And I'll take my shot with the young guns of the Houston Texans going on the road. We've seen Kansas City play down to the level of competition. And even though they've had 3 weeks off, I'll take a shot with the Texans to potentially win it outright.
It's an intriguing handicapping dynamic this weekend. Three of our four divisional round games are a rematch from some point in the regular season. Some early, like in week number four in Baltimore between the Ravens and the Bills back in late September. Some midway through the season, week number 12, Sunday night in late November, the Rams and the Eagles. And then those, like the Texans and the Chiefs, not all that long ago. Now over a month, but week number 16. Joe, when you compare the numbers for that regular season matchup in Arrowhead to what we have for a playoff matchup come tomorrow, they're drastic in terms of the point spread. KC was only consensus marketplace, 3.5-point favorite. Now it's north of a touchdown, up by 5 points. It was one of the covers that KC had this year, when often the thought was they weren't incredibly remarkable in terms of winning games by margin. So it's really interesting to compare that just over a month ago, 3.5-point spread, up now by at least a score to 8.5. But Joe, for both of these teams, kind of familiar in terms of where they are going to be entering this game. For a second consecutive year, with C.J. Stroud at quarterback and DeMeco Ryans as head coach, the Texans won the AFC South at home in a wild card game, booked as a home underdog of 2.5 points. The Texans won outright. And now they head on the road to the number one seed, fresh off a bye in the AFC playoff picture. Last year against the Ravens, Houston was humbled. 34-10 the final, the Ravens winning comfortably and covering as a 9.5-point home favorite. The Texans now expected to be humbled, catching 8.5 points. And Joe, Kansas City about to embark on trying to win a third consecutive Super Bowl and make history as the first of 9 back-to-back Super Bowl winners in NFL league history to even reach a third consecutive Super Bowl. The Chiefs are a different team when the postseason arrives, as we have now seen in the last 2 years. KC this year, not overwhelmingly impressive, but their playoff ATS mark since 2018, when Patrick Mahomes became the starting quarterback in KC, is 13-5 against the spread. I believe the line is telling us something, that KC is deserving of being an 8.5-point favorite, despite the questions of blowing teams out throughout the regular season.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And think about the games, to your point, that they won down the stretch, right? They dominate, doubled up, right? Houston and laid four, won by eight, right, at home. They beat up Pittsburgh, right? What was that game? 29-19. And that was a game that a lot of people thought Pittsburgh would step up at home with their playoff hopes on the line. They did get blown out by Denver, but that was with all backups. So you could say that they were playing their best in terms of the starters' perspective at the end of the regular season, as opposed to the midway point where they played down to some of the opponents on their schedule, teams like the Raiders and Chargers in their building. So it's going to come down to this, Ben. You know, at the end of the day, we talk about perception. The perception last week was that Houston won, but it was more about what Herbert and that offense didn't do, as opposed to the dominant effort by the Texans. That's the difference for me.
Yeah, and the Texans' defense was sensational against L.A., forcing four interceptions. It was also the only game that went over during Wild Card Weekend. Might we see the same to start off the divisional round? We'll talk total next.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
You're listening to Football Full Circle with Joe Lisi and Ben Stevens.
We give you a divisional round preview to send you into one of the best weekends of football each and every year, live right now on Football Full Circle. We are going to go through all four divisional round matchups, and we are starting with the first game of the weekend, 4:30 p.m. Eastern Time tomorrow on a Saturday afternoon inside Arrowhead Stadium. The Chiefs, an 8.5-point favorite against the Texans. And Lisi, now time to tackle that total of 41 and a hook. Again, only one of our six wild card weekend games pushed to the over. That was the first game of the weekend in Houston between the Texans and the Chargers. Over 41.5, the highest scoring game of the opening round of the NFL postseason, featured 44 total points. Might we see another over inside Arrowhead tomorrow afternoon?
Yeah, I already played it, Ben. I altered it to size 49.5. I don't think the Houston goes into this game a little, conservative. I just don't expect that. I expect them to ride C.J. Stroud in his arm. He broke out with a pretty good performance, 282 yards last week against a very good L.A. Chargers secondary. We saw the emergence of Nico Collins finally come in. He was non-existent, basically, walking through the motions, I want to say, ever since he came back from a hamstring injury. They got him more involved with 7 receptions for a 122. And if Houston's going to win the game, they need Nico Collins. You got to go down with your big guns. You can't go in, well, we try to get into a lower scoring game and Mixon couldn't run the football, and then we try to pass when it was too late. This is an opportunity for C.J. Stroud to elevate. Hey, we have a top-flight elite quarterback. We're going to go guns a-blazing. We're trying to score 28-30 on that defense, and we'll hope that our defense led by Will Anderson can make enough stops. That's the way I'm playing it. So I think 41.5 is a little bit light. I understand that Kansas City plays lower scoring games in Arrowhead, but I'm going to take a shot. And not only that, I think this game could resemble what we saw with Baker Mayfield in Tampa Bay. What was that score? 30-24? That was an elite passing attack with an above average quarterback. And look at how they pushed that defense to the limit. So give me the over in the matchup in a big way.
Total of the first matchup, week 16, between the Texans and the Chiefs, 42.5. It also went over. KC winning 27-19. A quarter of the NFL, 8 of 32 NFL teams throughout the regular season played double-digit amount of their games to and under. The Chiefs and the Texans included. Houston tied for the highest under percentage in the NFL this year, 11 of 17 games, and yet played in the only over of Wild Card Weekend. Joe, of course, we got to compare the quarterbacks. Patrick Mahomes, 247.5. You mentioned C.J. Stroud at 227 and a hook. In that divisional round matchup a year ago, you would expect Stroud to learn something from that performance. Threw for fewer than 200 yards on the road in Baltimore, and Houston only scored 10 points. If the Texans are going to keep this game within margin, maybe even strike the upset, you got to think the offense is able to move the football successfully against this KCD.
Yeah, absolutely. Again, I don't think 250, 275 is out of the realm of possibility. Again, I continue to say that. You look at C.J. Stroud in terms of his longest pass attempt, 35.5. I think that in terms of pass completion, I think that has legs. I like Nico Collins over the 82.5. And keep an eye out for the tight ends, Ben. We talk about, you know, tight ends exposing that Kansas City defense. I keep talking about it. Likely week one with Baltimore had 100 yards. Gesicki was close to 100 yards. We saw basically Brock Bowers have success. Disley and obviously Stone Smart for the Chargers. So they have problems covering the tight end. Could be a big day as well for Dalton Schultz and Stover.
And I'm going to talk the other tight end in just a moment, that being Travis Kelce. But the number on Dalton Schultz, 38.5. Highest receiving yards prop in the game is Nico Collins, 82 and a hook. As Lisi mentioned, 282 for Stroud against the Bolts last weekend. A buck 22 of that to Nico Collins. He has been his top target all year long, especially in the absence now of Stephon Diggs and Tank Dell, which has been the case for Houston for some time. Nico Collins has to step up. It also should be noted, Joe Mixon did not practice on Thursday for Houston. He is listed as questionable. We still expect him to play. There is still a rushing yards prop at 57.5. Mixon over the century mark last week against the Chargers. They would need some production on the ground. Travis Kelce, Joe, in terms of his playoff receiving yards, 1,903. 19 receiving touchdowns, second most in NFL postseason history, only behind Jerry Rice, and has the most playoff receptions with a buck 65. Travis Kelce in the playoffs, much like the Chiefs as a whole, rises his game to a different level. Last year, at least 71 receiving yards in all four games for Kansas City. The year prior, at least 85 receiving yards in every game for Kansas City. His receiving yards prop, 51.5. That's an area I would look. That's the first game of Saturday. Our nightcap tomorrow is in the Motor City. The Detroit Lions, for the first time in franchise history, the one seed in a conference. The Detroit Lions hoping it starts more history on a deep playoff run. The Lions have never played in a Super Bowl, let alone won a Lombardi Trophy. And Lisa Guy, at least to start, it's expected to be a comfortable win for Detroit at home inside Ford Field, hosting the Commanders. 9.5-point spread, once again, in favor of the Lions, our highest total of the divisional round at 55.5. What are the numbers telling you for Saturday night in Detroit?
Yeah, I think it's over, and I lean to Washington with the points. I'm taking a shot. I think this 55.5 is light. I understand it's a divisional playoff game. Both teams could be a little tight heading into this matchup, but I just don't see it. I believe in Jaden Daniels. I believe in that offense. I believe in Cliff Kingsbury as well. This is a team that's playing with house money. They're going up against an explosive offense in terms of Jared Goff, Montgomery, Gibbs, Williams, and obviously St. Brown. But again, I still think that we can blow through this total. And I like Washington with the points. Hey, Detroit can win, Ben. But you give me Jaden Daniels and you get a young team that's playing with house money on the road, they could throw caution to the wind. I like Washington with the points.
We'll talk more about the side of this game, what it would mean for the remainder of the postseason. We'll take a look at that very lofty total. And of course, some player props and where you can find value for a game that is supposed to have about 55 points. That's tomorrow night in Detroit. More FFC next.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
You're listening to Football Full Circle with Joe Lisi and Ben Stevens.
A Saturday night in Detroit between the Lions, the one seed in the NFC, and the upstart Washington Commanders, led by a rookie quarterback in Jaden Daniels, with a first-year head coach in Washington, that being Dan Quinn. 9.5-point spread in favor of the Lions. Once again, our largest spread of the weekend and our highest total of the divisional round at 55.5. Lisa, you think the Commanders can keep this game within margin? Washington has been an underdog four times since week number four. 2-1-1 against the spread. Two outright victories, in that span, including last weekend to kick off the postseason. The only team to go on the road throughout wild card weekend and win outright. That's what Jaden Daniels has done during his historic and record-setting rookie campaign. He has defied odds. Might he be able to do so again against the team that often backs up the odds more than most? The Lions 49-22 against the number with Dan Campbell as its head coach since 2021. That's a cover percentage of 69%. That's nice. What's even nicer is the fact that no other NFL team has covered in 62% or more of their games. That's how drastically dominant Detroit has been in the last four NFL seasons. Now let's talk that total, 55 and a hook. Lisey, for me, I think the most important showing this weekend is Detroit defensively. I think there were some significant questions for the Lions entering that regular season finale against the Vikings that saw one of the highest totals at 56.5 we had seen in nearly five seasons in the NFL. And they come out and put on a show against the Vikes, holding Minnesota to only 9 points. I think if the Lions want to remain a true Super Bowl favorite, the defense must step up once again against Jaden Daniels and the Commanders. And I think it is critically important for that total if it is going to flirt with 55.5 for two very aggressive head coaches with two very aggressive philosophies. Both Dan Quinn and Dan Campbell love to go for it on fourth down. Those conversions go well and are successful and lead to touchdowns in favor of field goals.
Yeah, or, you know, getting first downs and sustaining drives, right? Otherwise, you give a short field or another opportunity to the opposing quarterback. It's an intriguing matchup, right? I made the correlation that Washington is similar to Houston last year, young gun, rookie quarterback, hitting on all cylinders, not feeling any type of, you know, lack of confidence entering this matchup. What's important to recognize as well is that you have a team in terms of Washington that has won five straight outside of their week one beatdown by Tampa Bay, which, by the way, was Jaden Daniels' first start of the year. They lost that game by 17 points. Really? They haven't lost by more than 8 points all year. You know, they lost by 7 to Baltimore, lost by 8 to Philly, lost by 8 to the Cowboys, right? Lost by 1 to the Steelers. So they've been in each and every loss throughout the regular season. This is a different animal going on the road. But again, if they play, and I told you, if Aaron Glenn decides to blitz Jaden Daniels the way they did Sam Darnold, you better hope that those linebackers and edge rushers get a hold of him, because if he breaks that front line, could be a long day in terms of long runs on the ground, and that could open up everything in terms of the passing attack. So we'll see how this game plays out. I think Ertz is a key for Washington. I'm not expecting Terry McLaurin to have 150 yards. Look for those secondary wide receivers. But I still believe Jaden Daniels could put up 250, 275. And we know how good Goff is. Every game that they've won at home, teams have been able to move the football. Tennessee, Seattle. I mean, so I expect this game to blow through the total, Ben.
And Joe, if you think that is going to be the case in a very high-scoring game, the Commanders need to keep pace, because even if Detroit is allowing points defensively, we know the Lions can score with the best of them. In fact, the best scoring offense in the National Football League. Our quarterback props, 271.5 for Goff, 2.5 passing touchdowns is his number. The over has a good bit of plus money. Jaden Daniels, 234.5 is his passing yards number, 1.5 passing touchdowns, but also has the highest rushing yards prop for the Commanders, 54.5. Joe, frankly, if the Commanders want to keep this game close, I think Jaden Daniels needs to blow through every number associated with his name on Saturday night.
Oh, absolutely. Again, this game is a make it or break for Jaden Daniels. He needs to elevate his game like he's playing one of the best in the SEC. We've seen him do it in college. Now it's time to do it on a national stage Saturday night.
We will continue the breakdown in Detroit. We'll talk about the props for the Lions, the offensive wagon that Detroit is, and then we'll get to our doubleheader on Sunday. All of that next here on Football Full Circle.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
You're listening to Football Full Circle with Joe Lisi and Ben Stevens.
Live right here on FFC, we continue our divisional round deep dive all day long on Football Full Circle. One final thought, Joe, on the Lions and Commanders. tomorrow night on a Saturday in the Motor City. Detroit is expected to have David Montgomery back in that Lions backfield. And yet, Joe, the disparity in the rushing yards prop for Montgomery, known as Sonic, compared to his other guy, Knuckles, that being Jahmyr Gibbs, is wide, more than a 35-yard difference. Jahmyr Gibbs at 81.5, David Montgomery at 45 and a hook. Because in the three-game absence of Montgomery to end out the regular season, Jahmyr Gibbs was sensational. At least 154 scrimmage yards in all three games, scored in every game, had four total touchdowns in that regular season finale against Minnesota. I expect it to be a big Jahmyr Gibbs day in a game that is expected to see a lot of scoring. One of my favorite bets with a sprinkle of plus money, Gibbs 125 plus rushing plus receiving yards. It's a plus 160 number. I think he has a huge day if the Lions are to win comfortably on a Saturday night in the Motor City.
Yeah, you're talking about an explosive playmaker, a playmaker that could catch the edge and just change the whole complexity of this game, you know, in terms of taking it to the house. The ability in to elevate, not just running the football, but catching it out of the backfield as well. He's a faster back than David Montgomery. We saw, you know, at times Washington play, I want to say, good run defense. They held Tampa Bay to 4 yards per carry. Bucky Irvin, 17 carry, 77 yards. That's good. It's not elite. We saw Saquon Barkley rip them early in that matchup. They made second half adjustments. So if you're Washington, you want to take away, obviously, the rushing attack. You do want to put the game on Jared Goff. Now, Jared Goff has played lights out, but you want to force him into predictable third downs. If they can run the football and Gibbs is ripping off 5 and 7 yard runs on first and second down, forget it. Just signed, sealed, and delivered. We got, you know, a Detroit cover and potentially maybe 70 points in this matchup.
The Lions enter divisional round weekend as an even money favorite plus 100 to win a conference championship. Again, Detroit as a franchise won NFL championships back in the late 1950s, has never even played in a Super Bowl in the modern era of the NFL, let alone won a Lombardi Trophy. The Lions 2 wins away for making history as an organization. That's our doubleheader on Saturday. Now time to get to our 2 more games on Sunday. Also in the NFC, it's where we open up our doubleheader on Sunday afternoon in Philadelphia. The Eagles host the Rams, a 6.5-point spread, Joe, in favor of the Birds at home inside Lincoln Financial Field. Total 43.5. Worked up to 44.5 yesterday. Now back down to that opening number of 43.5. We are expecting some snow come Sunday afternoon in Philly along the Eastern Seaboard. We'll see just exactly what we get. But the conditions for a team from Los Angeles playing outside and with a logistically challenging week, playing on a short week against an Eagles team who has basically been at home for about a month now. 6.5-point spread, Joe, in favor of Philly on Sunday. How do you see the game playing out?
Well, I think it sort of resembles what we saw in L.A. earlier in the year. It might go back and forth for about a quarter or so. But in the second half, I expect Philly to pull away and cover this line again. And I've been on the Rams. I just think out of all the teams in terms of the NFC that they could have matched up with, this is the one that you just got to say this is the worst possible matchup for the L.A. Rams. And the reason why I say that is, again, the weather's going to be a factor. I don't believe the offensive line could hold up to give Matt Stafford enough time against that front seven. And again, outside of Puka Nacua, if Matt Stafford was distributing the football to Cooper Kupp and all of those playmakers, DeMarcus Robinson, Tutu Atwell, and it was a number of different wide receivers as opposed to being a one-trick pony, I'd say, you know what, L.A. has a shot. I just don't buy it, though. That's the problem, is that, again, this game's going to be won in the trenches. Defensively, can LA hold up? Maybe for a quarter or so. But if their offense is continuing to go 3 and out, where Stafford's getting sacked on every third down, it's going to be very difficult for them to win that game. If they were able to get pressure on Jordan Love, they're going to get pressure multiple times on Matt Stafford. I think it's a dominant Philadelphia Eagles effort. Again, whether we get over the total, I need to see that from an in-game perspective. I would say no because of the weather, but anything is possible in regards to that matchup, Ben.
Two dominant defensive displays, Joe, for both of these teams in the opening round of the NFL playoffs. The Rams only allowed Minnesota to score 9 points on Monday night. The Eagles only allowed the Packers 10 points on Sunday afternoon. Two improving defenses throughout the year. The Rams, young and improving under Chris Shula. Of course, that Vic Fangio system has been instilled and taken hold in Philadelphia. The Eagles started 2-2, a mediocre beginning. They have now won 13 of their last 14 games, including the playoff victory last weekend against Green Bay. They have gone under 10 times in that 14-game window. They have covered 9 times in that 14-game span as well. LA got off to a dismal start, 1-4, and has been an underdog, Joe, 5 times since week number 5. They are 4-1 outright with Matthew Stafford starting, and they are 4-1 against the spread. The only time they did not cover and did not pull the outright upset was that week 12 Sunday night game at home against Philadelphia. They got blown out 37-20, and Saquon Barkley had a career day, 26 carries, 255 yards, 2 rushing scores, each of the rushing TDs for Barkley, at least 70 yards on the ground. The Rams front has incredibly improved since then, but it's still a key to the game, Joe, especially if the weather is as gnarly as we think it could be on Sunday afternoon. Saquon Barkley's rushing yards prop, 111.5. For Kyren Williams on the other side for the Rams, 74.5.
Yeah, I mean, if Kyren can get over that, maybe they have a shot to cover. But again, I still think it's very difficult. And again, I have to look at it objectively. Look at all the teams that the Rams have played down the stretch, Ben, especially on the road. Ready? At Seattle, they won by 6. At Patriots, they won by 6. At the Saints, they won by 7. At 49ers, they won by 6. At the Jets, they won by 10. Great. Good wins. But this is a different animal in terms of going to the link and seeing what the Eagles secondary and Cooper DeJean and that secondary did to a very good wide receiver core. Let's call it, they beat up Green Bay in terms of the secondary. Those wide receivers, Jaden Reed, Wicks, Dobbs, they were abused at the point of attack. Puka's great. I love Puka. But could Matt Stafford look to somebody else? If you tell me he's going to target Puka 8 times, Cooper Kupp 7 times, the tight end 5 times, I mean, then maybe they have a shot. Is he going to have time to do that? I just don't believe so. I think this game is won or lost in the trenches. And now a dome team going into this element, I think it's a very difficult matchup. And I can't take the points in terms of this matchup at all.
You did mention 4 road wins for LA. Yes, not against the best competition, I will admit, but they went on the road. They played outdoors both in San Francisco and in New York in gnarly elements, and they won and covered.
Nah.
I'm just saying.
Yeah, but I mean, this we're talking about a team that has basically won 13 of the last 14 games. It's got one of the best. It's got the best front 7 in all of the NFL. They're going to, if Matt Stafford's in anything of 3rd and 5 or longer, he could be sacked 7-8 times in this game. I mean, that is the matchup. Can you guarantee, and I'm just throwing it hypothetically, if you tell me right now, I believe Matt Stafford can have time, then you know what? Game on. I just don't see that happening because I don't think they're going to be able to run the football with Kyren in this matchup.
They will need something more out of Cooper Kupp, who is almost faded out of memory right now. 41.5 is that receiving yards prop. Tyler Higbee expected to play despite spending Monday night in the hospital after that wild card game. A couple of more thoughts about which quarterback will step up in Philly and then to the marquee matchup on Sunday evening in Western New York. Next on FFC.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
You're listening to Football Full Circle with Joe Lisi and Ben Stevens.
Oh, man, we're having a good time on a Football Friday, setting the stage for one of the best weekends of football each and every year. Joe, we're breaking down every division around matchup, all 4 we have this weekend in the National Football League postseason. We're talking right now about the game, our first of 2 on Sunday in Philadelphia between the Eagles and the Rams. neither offense, Joe, in the opening round of the postseason, because of how dominant the defenses were, had to do much. For Jalen Hurts, his first game since week 16, 131 yards, 36 on the ground, multiple touchdown tosses. For LA, Matthew Stafford efficient in the opening half, mainly targeting the tight end and Tyler Higbee, a little bit more than 200 passing yards, also multiple passing touchdowns. Which quarterback do you expect to step up in the biggest spot on Sunday afternoon?
Hurts. And again, you know, I believe Hurts could have a pretty good, you know, solid passing attack. Again, Barkley, I think, will get his yards, but 204 and a half, even if it's a wet track and snow on the ground, I still believe in Jalen Hurts playing at home because of multiple factors. Let's say it is a wet track. Let's say it is a short to intermediate passing game. Well, you have Dallas Goedert that stepped up with it over 40 yards last week. His number's 37 and a half. And when you have number 26 in the backfield that you could just dump it off in terms of a little 5 yard out and he could tuck it and run, I think Jalen Hurts has a good opportunity to blow through the 204, even if there's snow in the forecast. So that's why, yeah, I like Hurts in the matchup. Again, you know, I would be hesitant to tell everybody, let's see how the weather does play out. Maybe not from a pre-kick, but even if there is snow in the forecast, I do believe Jalen Hurts in Philadelphia is at least better equipped to play in those type of conditions than the L.A. Rams, Ben.
And you normally think 43 and a half total. If there is snow, it becomes ugly, it becomes sluggish, and it might not be the prettiest brand of football, but sometimes it actually does lead to scoring in points because the defense is trying to catch up to what the offense is doing. Offensive players know exactly where they need to be, where they want to go. The defense, if there is bad footing, struggles to make those tackles. But we will see what exactly that weather is. Joe, I think it will be a huge in-game spot if you get a feel for the flow. But I do believe entering the game, we still expect both running backs and both ground games to be effective. Kyren Williams for LA, and of course, the NFL's leading rusher this year, the 2,000-yard man in Saquon Barkley. Joe, everything that we have in our first three matchups of the divisional round should be incredible. We are hoping for more competitive games than we saw in the first round of the NFL playoffs a weekend ago. But everything builds towards Sunday night in the game that we all have circled, the marquee matchup of the weekend, and one that we hope lives up to its billing, one that we hope becomes an instant classic in NFL playoff lore immediately. That's in Western New York, Orchard Park, the Bills, and the Ravens. And this line is getting oh so close in terms of its distinction. The Ravens still remain a very slight favorite, 1.5 in the spread. But basically, Joe, at this point, it's a pick 'em. So we look at the money line prices, minus 112 in favor of Baltimore, minus 104 on the other side for Buffalo. We're talking 8 cents of difference, less than a dime. 51.5 is that total. So Lisi, tell everybody in a pick 'em who wins outright to advance to the AFC Championship.
I'm going to take Josh Allen and the Buffalo Bills. They're 9-0 at home. They've been dominant at home and have knocked off the best team in the NFL in terms of Kansas City with Pat Mahomes. I understand that Lamar Jackson and Derrick Henry and that offense are hitting on all cylinders, but I believe in Josh Allen and the Bills at home. If this game was in Baltimore, maybe I'd take a different approach, Ben. But I think, again, going into Western New York, again, cold, very frigid temperatures. I got to believe Josh Allen wills this team to a victory. And you want to give me basically a 1.5-point spread? I'll take that. You know, minus 104 for a team that hasn't lost at home? Yeah, give me the Bills in this matchup. I don't know if it's going to be as instant classic as everybody thinks, you know, over the 51.5. It could resemble what we saw last time Baltimore was in Buffalo when Lamar got hurt in the, you know, lower scoring game, uglier, and obviously Buffalo wins it in the fourth quarter. I could see that playing out Sunday night in terms of Orchard Park. Give me the Bills and the under.
We'll see what happens with the odds, Joe, but if they do track, right, if these numbers do follow suit to the actual game that we see, that's how we get an all-time playoff game in NFL history. It will also have severe ramification and some serious takeaways for the storylines and the narrative around both of these quarterbacks as an individual and what it means for each franchise and their playoff outlook year over year, season over season. First, let's start with the individuals this year, literally competing head to head, it would seem, for the NFL MVP hardware. Lamar Jackson, AP All-Pro first team quarterback. Josh Allen, second team AP All-Pro QB. Josh Allen ended the year as a minus money favorite to win that NFL MVP award. Lamar Jackson, better statistically at times, seems as though he might win his second consecutive MVP hardware, which has led to these two fan bases, by the way, kind of hyping their own guy up, hyping up their quarterback back in their QB. So they don't really like each other, which is fun because there's not a ton of bad blood historically between Buffalo and Baltimore as fan bases. But Joe, even beyond the hardware conversation, the award conversation this year, there's what both of these quarterbacks have done or perhaps have yet to do for these organizations. Lamar Jackson, 3-4 in his NFL playoff career, has never played in a Super Bowl. Josh Allen has led the Bills now to 5 consecutive AFC East divisional crowns, and yet only one AFC championship game appearance in the last 3 years, ousted on this very weekend in the divisional round. Joe, all of that narrative also a part of the conversation for what we hope will be a sensational Sunday affair.
Yeah, I mean, you brought it up. Where, you know, each quarterback that loses this matchup, whichever one it is going to have to answer a multitude of questions about their legacy, whether they could win in terms of a big matchup and elevate their team to a Super Bowl championship. It's unfortunate, but this is what it's all about. This is it. Yep.
No doubt about it. So which quarterback will perform in prime time with a spot in the AFC title game at stake? Josh Allen versus Lamar Jackson and the rest of the crew is next on Football Full Circle.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
You're listening to Football Full Circle with Joe Lisi and Ben Stevens.
Our hour here on Football Full Circle for your divisional round breakdown and preview of each and every one of our four games this weekend is about to come to a close. We hope you are ready. We hope you are set. We hope you have some winning wagers this weekend as well. Joe, the direct head-to-head matchup on Sunday night in Buffalo at the quarterback position, as good as you could ever hope for. It's Baltimore's Lamar Jackson, the reigning MVP winner, who might be in the running to win his second consecutive and his third in 6 seasons as the starter in the Charm City. Josh Allen hoping for his first MVP award. He, of course, gets the nod for Buffalo. As we compare the props for these two talented quarterbacks, here's where the numbers look like. 235 and a hook for Josh Allen through the air, 221.5 for Lamar Jackson. But for both QBs, it's not just their arm, it is their legs. 53.5 for Jackson, 45.5 on the ground for Allen. You are leaning with Buffalo. Does that make it seem pretty clear that Josh Allen has to outperform Lamar Jackson come Sunday evening?
Yeah, and again, I think we need to see a Josh Allen performance like we saw towards the end of that game against Denver, right? He was held in check. It was more James Cook and the rushing attack. But again, it's Josh Allen extending the defense over the top, throwing for potentially 250, 2 touchdowns, obviously limiting turnovers and getting over basically 50 yards rushing. When Josh Allen and Buffalo win games and they knock off teams like Detroit and obviously the better teams on their schedule, Josh Allen has taken the game over. There's no doubt. You know, around 300 yards of total offense, whether that be 225 and 75 yards on the ground, 250 through the air and 50 on the ground, multiple scores Josh Allen needs to account for. And again, I expect them to do it. The fact that they're at home, that's the biggest difference for me. They're undefeated. They're a much better home team than they are on the road, and I'll take my chances.
They have won all 9 games they have played inside Highmark Stadium this season. And this is Buffalo in mid to late January, where kickoff temperature is supposed to be about 9 degrees, and it's not supposed to be overly windy come Sunday evening. But you know there's going to be some sort of a wind chill that makes that single-digit temp feel even colder than it is. I expect both quarterbacks to excel on Sunday. But, Joe, I do agree. I think Josh Allen has to have a better night. Lamar Jackson, who has been incredibly efficient throughout the entirety of the season, has Derrick Henry with him, the king. You could see that combination be lethal to beat Buffalo. Josh Allen has to be lethal in himself. But I do believe James Cook is being slightly overlooked. 53.5 is the number for James Cook, who just had his second consecutive 1,000-yard season. All right, Baltimore's the best rushing defense and has been all season long, really from start to finish this year in the NFL. 96.5, the number, by the way, for the king. But plus 105 for James Cook to hit Painter really is astounding. A guy that was tied for the top in the NFL for the most rushing touchdowns this regular season was 16, then had a buck 20 and a score against Denver in the opening round of the playoffs, is plus 105 to find the end zone in a game that features a pregame total of 51.5. That might be my favorite bet of all of Sunday, is James Cook to hit Painter.
Yeah, it's not a bad look. I'll take it a step further. James Cook needs to get multiple touches, right? 14.5 is his receiving total. I think he blows through that. You want to use James Cook as a decoy? What better way to open up the rushing attack than utilizing the screen game and, more importantly, the short dump downs to the running back coming out of the backfield? We saw Josh Allen hit Sweet Baby Ray Davis and Ty Johnson in the second half of that game. Davis got banged up. But I expect James Cook to have a huge part in the receiving game. 14.5 to me is light, Ben.
Yeah, and Ray Davis, Joe, who, of course, exited that game against Denver with a concussion, has been a limited participant at practice. His status unclear for Sunday's matchup. But Ty Johnson has been great and caught a touchdown in the second half to really help the Bills pull away. Derrick Henry, 96.5 rushing yards is his prop. He had 199 the first time these two teams played way back in week number 4. He had a buck 86 in the first round of the postseason against the Steelers a week ago. It will be difficult for the Bills to stop or slow down this Ravens rushing attack, but of course that is a key matchup for Sunday night. You, everybody out there, you're now ready for the divisional round of the NFL postseason. Joe Lisi has you covered back-to-back days on Pro Football Today, Saturday and Sunday, alongside Kevin Walsh and Donnie Wrightside. Lisi, have a great weekend. I'm Ben Stevens. That does it for Football Full Circle. All of you, have a great weekend as well.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino?
Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto.
I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps, in line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.